Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Yes, now good news segment tonight. It's amazing how many good organisations have been born when one person faces some kind of crisis, comes out the other side of it, and then starts using the lessons they learned to help other people. It's how Christians Against Poverty began. It's known as CAP. CAP, it's an international organisation that helps people to break out of the grip of financial debt. It was founded by John Kirkby after he experienced and survived his own financial crisis. John lives in the UK, but he's visiting Australia. We have the great privilege of talking to him in the Open House studio right now. John, welcome.
Yeah, good evening.
Thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Your background first, just briefly, was in the consumer finance industry. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I kind of drifted into the consumer finance industry. I left school too young, really. I was only 15, and then I got a job as a kind of door-to-door collector, and then somehow over a 12-year period rose through the consumer finance industry to eventually be sort of a product developer. And, all looked very, very successful.
But making a fair bit of money.
But underneath the veneer of the success, big house, nice car, married, two kids, was still the kind of young broken man that I'd been. I'd lost my father when I was 18. My mother had been sectioned and I was left kind of on my own. So I'd kind of had a bit of a difficult and challenging youth and was out of control as a young person. And although it looked great as an adult, I earned lots of money, but I was really messed up. I lived beyond my means. Wasn't the greatest husband I could have been. Certainly not the best father I could have been. I borrowed beyond my means. I was involved in unsuccessful businesses, and the whole thing came massively tumbling down in the early 90s, yeah.
The Christian faith came first, though, before the financial crisis
hit. No.
That was after.
I kind of found God at a very low point in my life, really.
Yeah. So the combination of those two things, the crisis and the faith, led you to actually start helping other people.
Yeah, they did. When this all happened, I ended up pretty destitute, really. I ended up living in a bedsit with my two beautiful little daughters who were 7 and 4. I struggled to feed my kids. I know what it's like to go into a supermarket and have to put stuff back on a shelf. Very, very difficult times. But I found Christ and I really said, you know, God, if you get me through this, please, please let me get through it. And you've got me. And he did.
How, apart from that turn of faith, how did you deal with that as a man, a husband, father?
Yeah, it's very, very difficult to explain it if you've never experienced it. It's one thing not to have enough money to be able to do what you really need to do, but it's what it does to your very insides. I mean, you know, Christmas used to come around. I used to want my daughters to go and be with their mum because, you know, Christmas Day in where I lived, you know, I'd have a bacon sandwich. That's it. That's all I had on Christmas Day. Nobody invited you. You know, the poor people. You are very marginalised, not just by the poverty, but by the sheer shame of it, the isolation. It is the phrase soul-destroying is exactly what debt does to you, and that's what it did to me. I was an utterly broken, destitute, lonely man.
So what a wonderful thing it is to turn that around for the benefit of other people.
All the glory to
God. How'd that happen?
Well, I think the first thing to say is whilst, obviously, it's 15 years since I started it, I really want to give all the glory and all the honour to God. Seriously, yes, I found Christ, and yes, I've kind of given it everything I could give it, but there is no way any one person could possibly have made what's happen. This is a movement of God. It's something ordained by him. It's touched by him. I'm just a very willing partner in it. And I think the only thing when pushed to say what I did or how I've been involved in it, I think for me was just starting. I remember back in 1996, about to get married to my beautiful wife, Lizzie. I told her I was going to give my job up, I think after I'd asked her to marry me, but hey, these things don't often work out as you expect. And I just literally started. In a small bedroom office with a few pounds, I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to go and help the poor. And I think the only other thing that I did was decided and determined I would not stop until my dying day to stand up for the poor. And those are the only two things I've done, and the rest is certainly down to God.
So give us one story where you've really been able to help someone with CAP.
Well, First of all, the scale of CAP is pretty phenomenal. In the UK, we work with 1,000 churches. We have over 450 workers. We help a new family every 23 minutes. There are tens of thousands of children who go to school every day in uniforms paid for and fed by families that are still in homes, marriages not broken up. There are thousands of people alive who would have taken their life. It's a phenomenal movement and it's massive. But the great thing is Christians Against Poverty is always going to be about the individual. The day it becomes part of being just large, I'm out.
Yes.
So I have the privilege of still, even though I'm founder and international director, being a debt coach. So I go out myself to see brand new clients still. And just last year, walking into a house of a beautiful lady, just to sit and again see what debt does to a person is, yeah, it's humbling. This poor lady, she's a beautiful soul, generous. She'd lived for years and years and years trying to juggle credit cards. She'd had some illness, some big family problems, and she's just sat in this chair, just pouring out these debts. And I'm looking at this lady thinking, man, you just need somebody to help you. And praise God, CAP were there, and we were able to negotiate with the creditors, get interest stopped, rang a building society up, and major creditors, got them all rescheduled, set her up a CAP account, gave her some very, very detailed money education advice, which is what we do. And lo and behold, not only did I watch her life get transformed, but the real thing about CAP is we work with churches, so we reach out to people not just in their debts but also in their life in general. And we were able to invite her for a Sunday dinner to our house, and then slowly we invited her to church, and then 4 months later me and my wife had the real privilege of leading Caroline to the Lord around our kitchen table. And now, just to see just one life, and we reach in the UK 20,000 people, here in Australia several thousand, and in New Zealand there are thousands upon thousands of people that have been touched by this movement.
What a wonderful work, John.
Thank you.
And to celebrate 15 years.
Celebrate, yeah.
You're embarking on this insanity. Tell us about
that. I am, yes. Okay, I think when you look at CAP, certainly in the UK and also here in Australia, with the, I think we'll have 26 centres by the end of this year and well over 100 money education centres, you can kind of think that we've done well and the thing's grown, but we are nowhere near where we want to get. We want to see a CAP centre in every town and city, in every church, in every community here in the here and in New Zealand and the UK. So I decided that I would kind of make a bit of a statement that CAP is not a sprint, CAP is a marathon.
That's good.
So I decided that I would run 15 marathons in 15 days in 15 cities, 5 in the UK, 5 in Australia and 5 in New Zealand, and then decided that I'd do them simultaneously.
And for the uninitiated, a marathon is how long?
It's about 41 kilometres, yes. Something like that. So that's every day. I have previously done some kind of elite running things. I've run 3 consecutive marathons in one go previously, but never ever attempted anything on the scale of this.
So when's this going to be on?
This starts on the 7th of November in Edinburgh, okay. And then goes through 5 UK cities. Then we fly into Melbourne, and then we do the 5 here in Australia, and then straight on to New Zealand. So it's kind of finishes, I think, on the 26th of November next year. So
I'm very confident of catching up with you then.
Oh, wow. Yeah, if you can. We'll be running.
In hale and hearty.
Hey, you'll have to come and run after us.
not your pig fist. So if people want to donate and support this, where do they go?
Yeah, they can go to cap15.org.au. One thing I would say about this, the whole thing about the tour is, yes, we want to raise money. But we also want to raise awareness of the work of Christians Against Poverty. We really would ask people to kind of have a look at the work that we do through our various websites, www.capost.org, see what we do, go tell your church, get interested in this. And also, my major thing is to have the banner, Remember the Poor. We're hopefully going to be going to your parliament. We're certainly going to the UK one, and hopefully in New Zealand, to say to the government, but also I want to say to Christians out there, tonight, churches, people, we must remember the poor. We must make sure that the poor are somewhere in our thinking, somewhere in our resources, and somewhere in our effort, that we as a people remember the poor. Jesus asked us to, and it's really important. And this 15 marathons in 15 days is to re-emphasise, come on, please remember the poor.
And I love it that we can get that message out.
Thank you
so much, John, for
joining
us tonight. We wish you all the best. We'll put the website up on our Facebook page right now. Right. And we'll probably
see
catch
you in November.
Up in November.
Yeah, that's
Good
great.
Luck. Cheers. John Kirkby, thanks very much for joining us. Across Australia, this is Open House.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.